I'd like to introduce Rabbi Zinberg.
Thank you, Dr. Hess. You're well welcome. Okay. Holding and Daf, Membezim and Aleph. Seems about right. The promise Membezim and Aleph, yeah. Okay. So,
Rabbi Zinberg,
talking
Rabbi
about
Zinberg,
over here.
Rabbi Zinberg?
Who?
Rabbi Zinberg? Can you move the phone closer?
Okay,
we
are. Two dots, around six lines from the top. The Chain Shar Kol Anashim.
42A1 for your art scrollers.
Okay.
Right side of the page.
It's a quote from the Mishnah. The Chain Kol Shar Anashim Leis Arsu V'Lei Nasu, all the ladies shouldn't get married until they have 3 months. After their husband, whatever, died, divorced them, etc., etc. Okay. So, the Gemara is going to go and discuss what do we need this what's this 3 months business all about? So, Bishlam, Yuvama, Kedamar. We said Yuvama, the reason why you have to wait 3 months is to check out to see if she's going to be expecting a baby. If she's expecting a baby, then you're not going to, there won't be any need for Yibum. And then if you do Yibum, potentially you're going to get involved in all sorts of Yisur. So fine. The Yivama, we understand. Elishar Kol Nashim Amai. Regular lady that gets divorced or her husband dies, why can't she get remarried right away? What exactly is the Yisur?
I don't know who the father is.
Okay, so that's a question.
What's the question?
You know who the mother is, so who cares? I mean, you know the mother, but you know the kids are Yisrael, so that's it. So we'll see. You're right. So we'll give them more chance. So Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Liyos L'chol Elikim, Uzaracha Acharecha. The Pasuk says that he's going to be for you, for God, and for your children afterwards. L'havchin, the Gemara Darshin, Ben Zari Shal Rishin, L'Zari Shal Sheni. You have to know between the difference between the kid of the first one and the one of the second one. So Rashi speaks out over here that Shechina is only Shoyer, only on Vadoyim, people that you know for sure that has Yichus on him. So in a situation here where you get mixed up and it's within the first 3 months, then the Yichus is potential, you don't have any Shtark Yichus from the father's side at least, then you have this issue of Shechin is not Shoyram, and he brings down another Pasuk over here. But anyways, the Gemara right now is learning that there is some sort of, either it's Machlekes here, I think it's Machlekes Achroinim, is this a real Drasha, or this is only maybe a Smachtam? But in any event, the Gemara brings down the Pasuk, Zarecha Acharecha, you have to be able to differentiate between two people's children.
We had a text message. Please have Rabbi Zinberg move the phone closer to the sound faint. Thank you, Roger.
Okay, so let's do that. Sorry, Roger. I haven't heard from you in a long time. Move closer here. Is it any better now?
Yeah.
Anyone can hear better? I guess so. Okay.
Maybe not, but that's
Okay, so Zot Gemara Vaitis. That's the first thing in the Gemara. And we spoke out. It's a machzitz v'yimei machlekes. If it's a real drush or not, the question is if you're going to darshan something else, maybe out of this pasuk. Tosfos brings down zachach recha. He brings down that later on the Gemara uses it that Avraham Avinu was warned not to marry a goy, because the Yichus is not going to come after him. So if that's using the Pasuk for that, potentially you don't have any, what I call the parking spot is full for the Pasuk, but unless it's Asmachlus, so maybe you would be able to maybe use the Pasuk for another Limud.
What does Kol Nashim mean? Grusha and Kulta?
Kol, Chein Shar Kol Nashim is everybody.
Omana and Grusha, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Omana, Grusha, what?
There's not a logic, it's a Zeres and Kutta, then? We're still learning that?
There is a lot of them. I mean, we want to know who the kid's miyuchas afterwards. Where is the kid?
In other words, the crowd's giving us a way to do this.
Okay. Right. The Tosfos is not telling you. Tosfos is not telling you have to wait. We're just learning from there that it can't be, things can't be mixed up. Matzah Rava. Rava asked the following shiloh. When the Megayer, they have to, and Pashas over here, the case is, the Ger is Megayer with his wife together. So they're both, they're doing a joint Ger together. It's not Pashat, he's Megayer, and then the lady is Megayer. Pashat, they're Megayer as husband and wife. They have to wait 3 months. So the Chayram, what's the Chashash over here? How come I have Chanika? Manashach. They were married before, they're married after. It's the same people here. So what are we waiting for? What's the 3 months telling you more than I would have known? Wait, the guy's here, and the wife and husband are both here. So what? Okay, so we'll see. That's the more answer. That's true. There's a difference over here between a kid. We want to know which kid was created, conceived the Kedusha while they were Taka Yidin, and which one, was not?
They're born from a Jewish woman that wasn't conceived, they're not Jewish?
Well, I don't understand your scenario. The lady is Megayer on Monday, okay?
You're already pregnant.
Then that was Nizah Shalai B'Kedusha. The kid's going to be...
The kid's going to be born from a Jewish mother.
Yeah, but he's not... He wasn't...
He is a Jew.
One second, I could be totally wrong here. I think the kid is mother is born. I said the kid is conceived when she is a guy, and then he's born when she had Geirus. I thought the kid is a Geir. The kid is a fine, but he is missing this thing.
Me too. What's that?
Missing this Nizar Pekusha aspect of him, but he's still, I think he's still a Yid. You're saying that he needs to...
No, he has to be Megayer again.
What? The kid has to be Megayer again? Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I'm forgetting you more than...
I don't think
read
so.
Number 10.
What does it say?
Read it. Pharaoh conceived prior to the conversion and born afterwards, although biologically related to the father, has no genealogical relationship with him. Since an idolater does not forge genealogical bonds with children born to their now Jewish mother, even though the father too has converted, such a child, if born after the father's conversion, does not have legal status of his offspring,
right,
and is therefore not included in covenant to be God.
So it's not considered his yichus, but it's still, he's still a yid. You're saying he's still. They don't. Okay. Like the father, that's why we're learning Gemara. Guys, I mean, come on.
They hit him hard.
Oh, okay. So the more answers, we want to just know what's going on. Rav Amar, Gezeram, Shemam, Yisam, Esachoysayim, Me'aviv, V'yavim, Esh Achim, Imay. So Rav is coming to explain a scenario over here. He's not going... Okay, We got a little like a sidetrack over here. Rava asked the question by Gyaris, by Garen Gyaris had to be Mafkin, and the Gemara answered the reason why is Zarish Nizbek. Do you want to check that? Now, the Gemara before wanted to know why did he have to wait 3 months. So first we brought down the pasuk with Yisachalikim. Now Rava says Gzerishem Yusas Achaisim Aviv, he's going to end up marrying his sister from his father's side. So what's the scenario like this? Rashi says. They're going to get remarried. The lady's going to get married within 3 months. She's going to have a kid here. So now this kid is a potential mix. We don't know who the kid's father is. Is the kid's father number one, the guy that died, or it's this guy? So now, he's gonna end up going and marrying his daughter that he had from somebody else. This second husband now had a kid. This second guy had a kid from before. Now he can't a daughter. He's gonna marry the husband, the original husband, had a kid, okay? And now she thinks he's not related to that original guy because it's from the mother's side, right? There's a mother here that was married to Reuven, okay? And this Reuven dies. Reuven, meanwhile, had a daughter from before, from another marriage, okay? Now, this lady goes and marries Shimon. So now this kid born from the marriage to Shimon, there's a kid here called Joe. Joe thinks he's not related to Reuven at all, right? Because he was born from Shimon. Meanwhile, in essence, it was within 3 months, and he was really a son of Reuven. Could you marry Reuven's? He can't marry his half sister, right? It's called a half sister, right? That's going to be the issue over here. That's issue number one. He's going to end up marrying his half sister from his same father, who he thinks is not his father, and really thinks the guy that she married second is his father. Okay? That is why we have to wait, because we don't want to have any issues of people thinking they're really from this side and not from the other side, and we're going to get involved in all sorts of arise.
It's from a different
white property. Right, because they're a pasha. If that, then it will be of whatever. Have anyways. Now, what's the other thing here? V'yabim eishes achim imay. Let's say Shimon here, with this lady, has another kid afterwards, okay? A son. And then they die. He dies. This son here dies without any kids. Okay, so now the shaila is here: should Joe, this guy that we, this kid, this mixer kid, should he get? Should he go and do Yibam? Now, if it's his real brother from his father, right? Then you would do Yibam. But here, if it was really from the original father, then there's no Yibam over here. It's not his brother. It's not Achim and Av. That's another shash you can have. What? Okay, Khalitsa's, I mean, well, you have to know what you could do Khalitsa, but what? Right.
Who his father was.
Yeah.
That's
the bottom line. Well, we have to understand what each case the Gemara is. If you have the Shuk, and then, let's say, scenario is like this. Let's say, Joe now, Shimon had a kid, Shimon and his lady had a kid, Joe. Now, that's all the kids they had. Okay? Now, let's say this kid never belonged to them. It was really Reuven's kid. So now, the lady here, now Shimon dies, Shimon predeceases her, right? Now, she's 85 years old. Now, she'd have to do
She should.
If the kid is from this one, what? She's a fault Eva. But if the kid is from this marriage, then there's no Yibam.
Right.
And if it's not, then so either way, so you're gonna have an issue. What?
Yeah, she is this man that died child.
Right.
Let me answer some questions.
The Yibam Shuk, okay, yeah. those are the scenarios that we want to make sure we know whose kid is whose. You don't want to have mix up Yichus. Okay. And then we'll see in Rashi how by Geren and Geris what exactly the chashash you're going to have is as well. But in any event, those are the chashashes the Rav said that they're going to end up getting mixed up with this the father and the son and who's who. Okay. So Matz Rav Chananya Bekulon and Nikayir Behen Mishum Tekanes Erva. We have there's an issue over here. That the reason, the backup for the reason that the ladies can't marry, is because of the Tekanas Erva, because we don't want to come on to Erva. Here the Chayra, the Misa, the Kan, Mishum Tekanas Vlad. In this case over here, regular Kulani Karib, in the regular places we said where you can't do Yibum is because of Arayis. However, over here, Hamtana, the reason of waiting, the issue is because of the kid. The kam shin dekana is blah. We're waiting because we don't want the kid mixed up. And misa, kum shin dekana is erva. Lemaisa, according to what you're telling me over here, it's all even the waiting of 3 months over here is also because of erva. It's not dekana is blah, it's erva. We don't know who's who over here. So Gemara says, you're right, haim shin dekana is blah, lose kuver. It's the kid over here. If we want to make sure that no one's going to bump get involved in any right. So it's the vlad which is causing, would potentially cause the erev issue. What?
Answer.
It's the same answer, we're just adding on another step. Yeah. Okay. So fine, before we see the next tomorrow, the whole is going to go through a bunch of different equations or math things within how many months could you still have sveikus back and forth. So let's see a Rashi over here. So Rashi, we are three lines from the top of the skinny lines. Shechin is only shara on vadoyim. Shezari miyuchas acharav, that he has his kids are miyuchas after him. This is what they say in the Darim. I will remove from them the elu bnei arvuvia. These are the people that we don't know exactly who is the father. Ger v'ger is ger shenisgayer v'shtima. You have a ger with his wife as mgayer is along with him. Three kalam din gimel chadashim. They have to wait 3 months. Lifer zem yizeh to be separate. V'hachom ma'ala havchenik. What havchana? Harei ain't kam rishin. There's not an issue here of the first and second guy. It's all one person. So Rava says the reason why you have to wait here. Shem yisah chaysa me'aviv. Did not buy a ger by regular case. And this is toyuk shloish. If a guy marries within 3 months, v'yalda. And he gave birth. Who bets his tasterisha? Really, it is within 9 months from the first one. But now based on shashani, and my thing, they had a baby now. The savor shu benoy, and I think it's his kid. He says bas bailarishin, and then his daughter. He's gonna marry the first guy's daughter. Sheish misha acharis, which is his half. It's really his half sister. The achoisa mina av. It's a father from the. It's a sister from the father's side, and that's going to be a problem. Umiyam esh dachem imish. Im teile l'achar and ben achar, the yisa isha, the yamun sploi ban. Let's say they're going to have another child over here. The yisa isha is going to marry a lady. The yamun sploi ban, he's without any kids. The amena, and this, we're calling him Joe, is going to marry his, what he thinks is his brother, because Abishu Achimiyav, he thinks is his brother from his father's side. Then it's he's doing Eshes Achimiyimoy Shleimiyav. He's doing the Eshes Achis on the mother's side, and that there's no Yibam there, and it's Chayav Kar, so you're going to be in deep problems. The Eshes Simon Lashuk, Imloy Taylorim Lashani. Let's say the lady doesn't have any children with Shuk. The Ksurim is just that benign. They think, oh, I had a kid, I don't have to be busy with even. But Tinasi Emir Lashuk Lechalisa, she's ended up going married out with Lechalisa, and then you're going to have a problem because she should have needed Chalisa to matter her to get married because she had no kids. Right? Good. The Yifter, as you've been to the Shuk, Emiyeshle Achme Avivarishan, Vlechalisa Banim. And the guy, they had a half seas from Reuven's side. Umeis Ve'ein Sham Ach Elohu. And this is the only brother here. Vusavar Shu Benoy Ben Achron. He thinks he's really from Shimon. But this is Eshes Benoy Shu Rishon Haskugla, and this is Shuk Bechlisa. The same exact flip case will be if from the first side there's a half brother from the father's side, you should really have to do Yibam. Okay, now what about by Ger? So Rashi speaks out. We got Beger is what's the Chashash? The Chav Mehan Yehuda Gemeches. What exactly is the one Chashash? Kegoyim. You have the guy that was conceived shloi b'kedusha, and now afterwards they're married, the regular normal family, and they have another child, another son. So now, and this son dies without married and dies without any kids. So now this guy, the original son who was mixture of Goyisha and Goy and Yid in him, even though he's Megayer now, he wants the Yibam to this to the other person. That he's saying you're not allowed to do because he was not nizir b'kedusha. So he's a yid here, but the gabi yichus, the yichus is a shtickle messed up.
He's not a brother from his father.
Right.
He's not considered a brother from his
exactly.
father.
Exactly.
You know, biologically.
Right. They're really the same father and the same mother. But in that situation, a nice trivia question. How can you have a situation where the guy's real brother, real brothers, same, and die without any kids? No, you're not going to...
The Kiddush here, is that Yibum is telling Zer and Kedusha, no?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Do they have to do Talitha? I would say yes. If you're asking me, right?
I would say no. What are you doing Kedusha? What are you doing? Well, look at Kshash here. Rashi said something very interesting here, which is Shtukashai, what the real gears is. It says over here, the Kivin Shazad Nizr Shlebek Dusha. Now, Rashi drops the bomb. Stam of Yitzchak Mazoini. So the Chash is, it's not even it's from the father. It could be from Stama guy off the street. So he claimed Shem Ainu B'nai Shazad. Maybe it wasn't his kin. V'nimsa Naitza Ishizakim Mimah.
I can't believe, according to
Rabbi
Kleinman, there's no Chalitza.
He says, Taka no Chalitza?
That's what he said.
Oh.
There has to be someone who speaks about it here.
Why should there be chalitza over here?
The zona thing is there's a chashash.
Right. So I see. You have to know. Does Rashi really need a svar of zayin here?
Right.
You could learn that the sugya of
shalopi kedusha.
Right. Well, Rashi seems to need it. The question is if that's really true. You could say the same lundus here without getting involved in the svar of zayin.
Can you please read for me? You're reading very nicely. Which would it be?
Okay.
Here,
fine.
On 42A2, right side.
What does he say? Quickly, if people can't hear, yeah.
It's paragraph after D. He was.
What does he say? You have to do chalitza here.
One of the general population.
The what?
Another she will be
a
for the mother.
Okay, fine. Vaitun in the Rashi. The
cool. I'm just saying, what do you want to know if you get chalitza or not?
I don't think there'd be chalitza. Cool in the caravan. Kol Hashem Shatzu Chavim Linatzli Lishyabim. Karani Ben Tekanis Erva. They Shlei Avoid. The reason why they can't get married is because it's Tekanis Erva. The Kam Tanu Shigim Chol Hashem Shatzu Chavim Lishar Nashim. Ain't Kam Tekanis Erva. El Tekanis of Lad. Have him vain miyu. Here to check out the difference between both them. Vimisa, the chachu chachamim, l'shem misa chaisim in aviv. Hanayim tekanas erva. The ma'aseh is also a tekanas erva. What says leiluska? The answer is leiluska va la erva. I will call sharon saris. They get the kanta. He who balatsmai the leiluska erva. The regular tekanas is it's not shadin the kid. It's shadin the regular. We don't want them getting a vow in our eyes. Okay. So far we had the svaras of why you have to wait 3 months. Either you have a pasuk over here, or you have just a svara because you're going to end up getting involved in marrying half brothers that could really be a real brother or not be your brother by Yibum, etc. And then we talk about the thing of gears. So fine. So he says, Bishlam atamtin beis chadashim etinasei lo. Let's say you want to wait two. We're going to go through a bunch of different variables here of waiting. So you want to wait 2 months and then get married, then we're not going to do that. Why? The Hainu Sveikam. That's our suffix. Why? Ibar Tishila Kama. If you're going to, it could be, it's going to be the 9 months for, now they're going to have a baby. They're going to wait two months and she's going to have a baby 7 months later. Okay? Nine, 7 plus 2 is 9. That's 9 is full term. So either I could say now that it's from the first one,
full term,
or it could be preterm, if it's 7 months from the second one. That's the normala chash. That's the spitz suffix. Tain sik, ibar tishu lakama, if it's 9 from the first one, ibar shiva labasra, or it's 7 from the second one. So now, that's why I can't wait 2 months. Now, the word says, el tamtin chodesh achav v'tinasi. Let us wait 1 month and get married. So now I'm going to have, Ibar Shiva Labasra. I'm sorry, I lost the place here. If it's born 7 months away, hi Bar Shiva Labasra. If it's 7 plus 1, it's going to be 8. It'll be 7 months for the second one. If Elat Hamna Yalda, If it's born for, if it's 8 months, hi Bar Tisha Lakama, because I have the
opposite.
Right, I'll have this eight, this what's his name, this eight plus. Right, full term
to the first month.
So I know I could wait. The more I wants to know here, why am I waiting 3 months? Let us wait 1 month. And Mimanashach. If
back then 8 months would not survive, right? Is that what that what? It couldn't possibly be the second month.
Well, we'll see in the Gemara about this the other about this. But the Gemara doesn't want the Gemara asks.
That's the assumption that an 8 month baby can't survive, and that's why we will discern that it's not from the second husband.
Right, so right, right, right. You're right, you're right. That's how Rashi speaks out. That the 8 month is not going to live. So the Gemara says. So this is a funny type of answer. Inami, Latamli, all if you want to see, fine. She gave birth to 8 months, and you were going to tell me that, what, 8 months it can't live? The answer is, Ekonemer, the pastor, I could still say it's for the second one. What's the scenario? Maybe it took them 1 month to get pregnant. So then my eight is not really eight, it's eight minus one, it's seven. So I have a vita, I'll have the same, even waiting 1 month, I'll have the same chash. What do I want to time it? That no, if I wait 1 month, it has to be. It's going to have to be from the later one, because it's an 8 month baby one. The answer is 8 month baby could live, not could live, but this is not an 8 month baby here. This is really a 7 month baby. Right. And then that baby you'll have the same shash. Okay. Next question. Vitamtin.
What are the answers?
No, that's what I'm saying. Inami is a funny way to answer. Inami, usually you find Inami. Inami is, Rashi says, it's true with you. You're right. They don't have like a classic, like, how do you usually say the answers in the Gemara? But, you know, Hakamai Skinan or something like that. Inami is that's the answer to the Gemara. I know, it's funny. That's why you have Rashi to say Tirutzi.
The way he says it is, even if she gives birth. In other words, in Inami.
Oh, you're saying
it's part of
reading. Inami, tell me all day. Let me remember the Basi. You're saying, even if it's then,
yeah.
I could still say that it was for the second one.
Not an intro to the answer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we haven't done the answer yet?
We said the answer. We said the Inami is the answer. It's like, I have to read, I read a little wrong then. So, Hi Bartisha Lakamu. So, Inami, tell me all the fun. You want to tell me it's for eighth and can't learn? I can still say, it could be in the Basru. I can still wiggle out and say it's the last one. Okay? Good. Fracti Gemara, Vitamtim Shnei Chadashim Umechsa. Wait, it's fine. Not right now, we said you can't wait 1 month. Can't wait 2 months and we're down to three. But let's say, forget waiting three, wait about 2 months, 2.5 months. And what's, Dila Shiva Yaldam, Habar Shiva Labastru. If it was for the, born for the seventh one in 7 months, so then it's going to be from the second one. Because why? Because if it would be already 9.5 months, then the baby would be like over the due date. So that it couldn't be, what? Okay, overcooked, but that the Gemara does not chayshu that right now. Let's say she gives birth in 6.5 months. Hi, Bartisha the Kamus. Then you'll have a regular full term labor or whatever pregnancy here from the first one. Gemara says. Because why the ibar basru, if it belongs to the second one, bar shita pagle lechaya, 6.5 months is not going to live. So we're at the way three. We have a scenario here that I could wait 2.5, and I'll know exactly who it's from. So where it says inami shita pagle, although I could talk to say that it is going to work that the first. The new husband, it could be from the new people, because why? Because it can be in the Basri. I could still say it belongs to the second one. I'm Razutra. Razutra says, if you want to test any letters from Kutoyim, you have to wait. The full term has to get in the ninth, because the eighth month is not going to be good, like we've been saying all along. However, you all the Zion letters from Kutoyim. A person that's born early from 7 month time, then it could be it's born in non full seven, as long as you get like into the 6 month over here, because we said Shemitz Kus Yamim Mitzkub is Beis. Divide the year into four. So you have 3 6-month then, plus another 2 months. As long as you get like into that 6-month zone, the baby can still live. So what do you want to tie now that no, by 6 1/2, it's automatically back to the, go to the first marriage because the baby won't live. No, I can tell you that the baby will live as long as it gets into that month a little bit. That's enough for it to live. Okay, so now, the Gemara says, the Gemara's going to have another case. Let's wait a little. Let's wait a day or so. And now, let's give her a test and see, after 3 months, if she's expecting or not. If it's expecting, now if she's expecting, then we're going to say, it's for sure from the first husband, because from the second husband over here, it's too early, it's not going to be nicker yet. They have to have full 3 months. So you'll test her somewhere in the middle, and then you'll see what's going on.
Signs of pregnancy.
Right.
Only then.
And then you'll know for sure what's going on. So what do you have to wait? Right there. What do you have to wait 3 months for? I could have her wait a little, get married, check her out within the 3 months over there, and see what's going on. Gemara says, the Svara Amar of Safra. Safra says, "Ein boit kenes nesuyis." You don't marry. I'm sorry. You don't check the married people. Shleis gan abaleim. You don't want to be megan of them under right to their husband. Okay. Fine.
So the
Gemara, that's maybe Shleis, that's part of Shleis Gan over here. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara, the Nivdika Biluga, let's check out how she walks. Because Rashi says you'll put her in this the dirt that's somewhat sinkable, and we'll be able to tell if she if she sinks in more, she's expecting.
So,
it's like some sort of upper tichuach, light dirt that you could see her footprint. You have a regular person walking, have her walk, and so you get another 365 pound person, and you'll see. So Gemara says, Isha mechabat mekadesh yirish benam menesed by the lady is gonna play games over here. Because she doesn't want. Let's say she's really expecting, but the second guy is from the first guy. You know, the second guy is a rich guy. She'd rather this kid over here yarshin all the money from the second guy. So, or I guess it would work. I guess it could work either way here, right? If she was, if she's from the first guy, had money, so she wants to, you know. In any event, she's gonna play games because of money. This is not an Yibam issue. This is not. We have a Shiloh let her walk, and the answer is we don't let her walk because of that. Okay. Fine. Let's go on over here.
Did
you see Rashi's over here?
Last question?
Fine. Let's see Rashi's over here. Rashi, hi bar zayin, how bar zayin levastru? I'm like 7 lines from the end of the skinny lines. The imi kamav, if she's misaver in the first one, kshemes, and that, ishak devar taminu. And that's the meaning to 8. Ubar tamin lechai, and then you can't have an 8-month baby, it's not going to live. You know, on the other, terutzi, it's not as possible. Because it's not really 8, it's really 7, and they waited a month. I can say now in the Shiva Yaldik, I can still say if it's for the 7, it could be for the 9th of the first one. It could have been that it was the guy died. Once we answer like this, we don't mind, we'll keep to this answer. A few months, 6 months. Ubeiz yamim. You have a meet of days is 2. Right. 6 months plus 2 days. Fitam to mashu shavua oishuaim. Right. So Rashi says over here 1 week or 2 weeks. So Taisus says that really this is 3 days, but whatever. Will count 3 months, and then shidach uber aliyas nicker. That's when the child is nicker. Livatke b'dadel k'derach nashim. We will check her with her dadim. V'im abra v'adirakam. If she's muberet, it's for sure for the first one. Dibar basru. If it belongs to the last one, akad le'avi minker. It's not minker. The loy malu shloishah chadashim l'nisuel. The it was not full 3 months. The chaser le'ahu mashu shemtina. We have that little the mashu they went. If he loy minker. If it's not being nicker then afterwards it's nicker, then we can for sure say it belongs to the first one, to the second one. V'ilukha, Rashi says, you'll walk over a soft dirt, imuberis he, if she's muberis, her footsteps are nicker. Umamikas yoyser, and they go deeper. Mishar nashim, shavlad machvida, the vlad is going to push her down.
He had a good point, doctor.
Yeah. Back was up to doctor. So have another. We'll get two people each way. 150 and 150. You know, we'll a little more than that, and then we'll compare it. We'll see. Figure it out.
Can't win it. We're doing all these things. Can't win it.
So Mamika says, "Rishon, I'll just say about Kavutas v'Chuvus Yigaidim." That's what the good item say. Mecha Basu Shetim Rest. They should not realize Shabbat Rishon. It belongs to the first one. The Irish minister by Lashani, and they will. He will want to get. She'll want to get from. Sorry, the nechassim from the second one. Okay. So Gemara's going to invite to ask another question. So we're back in the Gemara from 5 lines in the bottom. Last word in line is Heicha. So Heicha the Kimon the Mubarasi Tinasi. Let's say we know for sure she's expecting. She's 6 months. She looks like she's expecting. So why can't she get married? We're not going to have any issue now of knowing whose kid is who. She's expecting. She's clear. She's by the wife of her first husband, and everyone can tell
she's
expecting.
In her 7th month,
right. So let her. Why have to wait 3 months for? Let her get married right now. What is your whole chash? Right. But the Gemara says, "Call Hanasha." Gemara doesn't make a feeling between the lady that we know and we don't know. It's flat out. Yeah. Okay. Where are we here? Alama Tanya, Lisa the Mubaris Chaveroi, Menakas Chaveroi, a person cannot marry a nursing, someone that's Mubaris, and someone that's Menakas, someone that's pregnant or nursing. Vimnasa, if he married, Yoitz Vachzer Lam. So, then the Chash, it would be, I'm sorry, if you get married, you can't get married, you can't get remarried. Shemitasum Uber Sandal. The chash is, I think.
She won't carry the child correctly.
Yeah. What's that?
Why can't you marry a pregnant lady?
She's gonna.
The Gemara answers, Shema. I think the answer is Gzeir Shema Tasser B'Sana. Right, that's the answer here. Right, that I blew the stop sign. That's the answer. The Gemara has a question. If she's for sure expecting, what is my chash? And then the Gemara backs it up. And I see that a person cannot marry someone that's expecting. So what's the answer? And if he does get married, you're a goner. You can't get remarried to the person. More answers.
Didn't we have that before? Well, that wasn't the reason we
did.
No, didn't we have that before about the Benegas Chavero or Mubaris Chavero?
We had it, exactly. But what's the issue? We don't know what the issue is. According to
the baby's going to start. You're gonna get pregnant. The baby's gonna stop.
Forget about that right now. The Gemara wants to know what is the Gemara. We're gonna see. We'll see that in a second. We'll see that in a second. But in terms of avchana, of knowing who's who, the Gemara is asking it straight out. What I just learned, the whole amid does not match if I know the lady's expecting. Because I'm not gonna get mixed up in yibum. I know who's in the guest of the nechassim, right? I know all this stuff. There's no chash in the second person. She's for sure expecting here. The Gemara says. The chash, the reason is over here, Shematas Ubra Sandal. Maybe. Maybe the kid is going to get. She's going to get. A second kid. She's going to get pregnant a second time. And the first one.
Kick the other
one. And it will harm The first one.
The first child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Rashi says the lady who's pregnant can get pregnant.
What? 14 months pregnant. No, it won't be 14 months pregnant. It's shaykh. But I'll tell you what Maisa, I just said it's about my kid's bris. My wife had a similar situation like this, and she's by ultrasound like 2 months, and they saw something very funny, and they said there was this. They said mamish,
no.
This gemara. Yes, yes. The guy said they called in the chief of what's his name. He says you're yid. You have to bench goymel because there was two things going on here, and one could have hurt the other one right away in the beginning. So I called Rabbi Gretin, and I went to him, should I bench goymel then? Whatever I had to shy, whatever the shaila was, and he's whatever, but. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but there is a musig of, I don't know how late, I mean, that was very early on, but there is a musig of two, the Gemara saying the second conception and harming the first one, yes.
Wait a minute,
when,
he has a good point, when's the first, what?
Yeah, it's wild.
What was the delivery?
There's no delivery, there's no delivery, it's conception. It could have, sometimes you could have a second, sometimes the person can conceive and there could be, it could break off and it could make, yeah, whatever, it's shy.
Now you don't know.
He thought
it was a first.
Yeah.
The second one got it a month later. 2 months later,
there was
a second one.
Read number 28.
In any event, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shematas the Rasan. I know it sounds crazy, until you have a story like that, then you see the Gemara.
Doctor was
not from Yid, no, but he was a Yid that knew Birchas HaGomel.
Really?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I ended up doing it, but I said by the bris the story that happened.
What did you
bench Gaimon? Didn't bench Gaimon, whatever. But the, yeah. Okay. Dude, I'm just trying to show that even though it sounds crazy, but it does happen. So Yahi Zainami. So the person shouldn't be able to live with his wife when she's Mubaret. Because maybe she's gonna have another kid and it's gonna do it. You have the same sandal issue. Iman Amar Mamay. Iman Shemayim Yirach Mushmer. So the Gemara says that for her there's two options. Either she'll be Mishamish the Moich, she'll make sure she doesn't end up pregnant, or you have the svar of Hashem will have Rachmanis on her and there's nothing to worry about. So for the Gemara, so fine. That's by a regular, normal husband and wife. But let's say this case over here where she's expecting and the husband had died and she wants to get remarried. Why don't I say the same svara of Hakanami? So what the same shash I have by a regular person and I evoke the svara of Moich or Mishraim Yerachimu, whatever, Hashem will take care of it. So it'll be the same thing. Elamishram the Chasaf. The pshat is over here. Chasam means the kid is going to get crushed by tashmish. Okay. Yachi deinami. The Gemara says the same shash you're having by this new husband and wife. Let her have the same shash by your regular. Gemara says didi chayisalam. She's going to have his own kid. He's going to be a rechman. Hakanami chayisalam. So I'll say I can same svara. I have yachayis. I could pop it both ways. Ella, Stam, the svar reason over here when she's expecting why she cannot get married, and even though there's no problem of Chanam, there's a new svar. Stam Mubaras, Luminika Kaima. A Mubaras is going to end up nursing. And Duma Abra Umakachelva. Maybe she's going to end up getting. She's going to have a kid over here. And then the kid's going to be born, she's nursing. And now she's going to have another kid right away afterwards. So, and she's not going to have not enough milk. Gemara says, so, the same shash over here, and she's not going to have enough to feed two people, so we don't let her get married right away. I should have the shash in her own regular marriage. Gemara says, She'll give the kid formula and stuff. The husband says it's gonna be cheap. He says, "Well, I'm not gonna feed this extra mouth of here. Get out. I mean, what do I need it for?" He's mamish a nice guy. So the Gemara says, Let's find out the Yarshim. It's fine. It's so fine. The new husband doesn't want. Let's go back to the Yarshim over here and let's see. Let them shtel two geld to pay for the formula. It's before wick days or whatever. Rabbi, Isha Baish love the Bezdin. The lady's embarrassed to go to Bezdin and her kid is going to end up getting a gehargis by not having enough food. So therefore, going full circle, therefore we say the person can get, even though she's expecting, she has to wait another 3 months. So I'm still not 100% clear here. So fine, she's expecting, she's going to wait 3 months, she's going to have a baby, and now she's going to...
marry a woman that's pregnant.
Right. It's not 3 months. You can't, get married to her. So after she has the baby, she can get remarried. She'll get married. But then by that time, the kid will be. It'll be over. It'll be not. It'll be plenty of time later. Right. Right. That's going to, right. So you have to wait all the time. So you wait those two. The mubaris means. I mean, menakis. I mean, she'll have to wait till after. Right. I'm sorry, I missed that point. Yeah.
You can't marry a pregnant woman or
a nursing rate. Right.
You have to wait till she's finished nursing her baby. All the way from the pregnancy.
Because not Avarta 3 months. It's Avarta just waiting till the kid's, what's his name?
It's 2 years. 2 years. That's when Yitzchak was weaned,
right? Fine. Let's see Rashi's, and we'll just speak out quick tights here in a second. So Rashi over here, Didei Nami. I don't know what's happening. I have a minute. This is all we're a little just past 2 minute warning. Mama's just past it.
I don't know anything about soccer.
He'll smash the kid, like a flat pancake. The Gemara is using the chasam, he's getting smushed over here. Smush the foot in. She's going to usually nurse the kid. Kill the child in hunger. It's not his kid. She's embarrassed. And the kid means doesn't even kill the kid. The child will die in a hunger. There's a shail over here. If a grusha, the guy divorced his wife. She's nursing. Could she get remarried right away? Must seems to be a chlix rishayim over here. If she's mishubid to that kid or not. Ayin taisus and bottom of mem beis amen aleph. Okay. But I say thank you. Have a wonderful day.
That's star 9.
Star 9. Thank you.